Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line, AJ Baines. He's the president and CEO of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce. He, along with the members from the Clarence Chamber, Kenton, and NOCO, joining together for an energy forum for businesses that's set to be held later on this month. AJ, thanks for joining us. This idea for an energy forum for businesses, it's not just Amherst, all over Western New York, NOCO's getting involved. Where did this first come about?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on. This started several years ago. The Amherst Chamber of Commerce, while we have Amherst in our name, we represent well over 75 zip codes of membership. Our membership reflects a regional feel, and we have an Economic Development and Public Policy Council. And all of the conversation around energy efficiencies, renewables, the CLCPA from New York State has left people with a lot of questions. There's a lot of confusion around timelines and different things that are taking place with energy efficiencies. And this was something, as we've been consistently talking about it, that we felt was important to get out in front of. And we felt that NOCO would be a tremendous partner. Well-established family-owned business here in Western New York, over 90 years. And when you think about a company like NOCO, they started over 90 years ago. They were a coal delivery company, and they've consistently evolved in their services. And we just felt it was important to get in front of the business community again and discuss the changes of what's happening with renewables and with all of the legislation regarding energy.
Yeah, energy is getting a lot of attention right now. AJ, homeowners are seeing a rise in their electric bills, a spike, you could say. What are you hearing from the business side on that?
These businesses are facing the exact same challenges that homeowners are facing. And then when you have things like the CLCPA that's putting out timelines of what new construction looks like, whether or not you're allowed to have gas in new construction starting in 2026. There was just a ruling out of the North District in New York State saying that that can go forward on restricting new gas hookups for buildings under seven stories. There's a lot of uncertainty, and there's a lot of legal challenges that are going on with this, and it was important for us with the Amherst Chamber of Commerce to partner up with other organizations like the Kenton Chamber of Commerce and the Clarence Chamber of Commerce to get out in front of as many businesses as possible, because we are a resource and we are there to help inform them of the things that are going on and the changes that are going on.
Yeah, what are maybe the most important questions or the most asked questions you're getting from business leaders in Amherst regarding the state's new energy policies?
Well, what we're getting is there's a lot of lawsuits that are out there. We hear that timelines are being pushed off. The overarching theme is, you know, they want to, 2040 is going to be the biggest reduction that they're striving for, hitting those 2050. But what we're hearing too is, okay, there are a lot of rebates out there. Do those rebates still exist? Am I able to take advantage of those rebates? And if so, when do they expire? And when you had the one big beautiful bill that was just recently signed over the summer, some of those federal rebates, they really accelerated the timelines there. So that's part of the reason why we're partnering up with NOCO and President Michael Casciano, who's going to really kind of walk through some of the things that are out there, but also let businesses know that if you're interested in taking advantage of this and you want to do it in a more cost-effective manner, you're going to have to move quickly on this.
All right. We're speaking with AJ Baines from the Amherst Chamber. You know, when you talk about this push toward electrification, cost is one big issue, but reliability is another. Will the grid be able to handle demand of all this electrification? How much are you hearing about that from your members?
We're hearing about it constantly. You know, it's as businesses are looking to expand and they may need more energy from the grid. There's obviously challenges with it. We have an aging infrastructure, and we need to make the upgrades that are necessary, because I think with people, when you're looking at construction companies or manufacturing companies, as they're looking to plan ahead, you're going to have a lot more with the homeowners than on the residential side using the grid, because as people are moving, as Susan, as you mentioned, the electrification, if everybody's plugging in their cars overnight, that's going to be a continual strain on the grid, where you used to have some downtime with the grid. Now, all of a sudden, the grid could be running at full capacity 24/7, 365. The reliability is a major concern for people. And we saw it a few years ago with the snowstorm here in Western New York, when electric is out, and you've seen it in Texas with their challenges on their grid. It leads to a safety issue as well.
If business owners want to get involved, they want to learn more about this forum and energy topics that are going to be discussed, what should they do? How do they sign up?
Well, so they can sign up. They can visit our website, amherst.org. Very simple. It's on our events sections page. They can go right on there. They can reach out to the Kenton Chamber if they would like, or the Clarence Chamber. But we're hosting the registration. It's September 24th at 8 a.m. at Jazz Berlin, located at the Reichert House. We're really excited to be partnered with NOCO, and specifically with Michael Casciano, the president. Having him there and being a resource, I think, is going to be really add a lot of positivity to the conversation. We expect a great turnout for this. And again, this is a conversation to keep businesses informed as to what is going on and how they can take advantage and be more cost effective in their future plans.
Well, AJ, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be sure to cover that as well on September 24th. Thanks for the time.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.